Director of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Andrew Wilson, said the explosive period of the eruption of La Soufre volcano impacted several of the parks and recreation sites which are managed by the National Parks. Mr. Wilson said the sites were closed for varying periods, with damage estimated at more than $1 million.
Indeed, the impacts were significant, with the official damage assessment report indicating an assessed damage value of around $1.4 million across 15 sites. That's $1.4 million EC. By and large, in 2021, we were able to undertake and complete cleanup and rehabilitation work at all sites outside of the red volcanic hazard zone. All such sites were generally reopened by the end of the period September-October 2021. This initial first phase of work was achieved with inputs and support from National Parks Authority directly and support from BRACSA. With regard to the La Soufre site, we also had assistance from Forestry Department and also from NEMO for phase one work that was completed in 2021. However, it must be noted that the three sites in the red zone, which are Darkview Falls, Oya Salt Pond Recreation Park, and the La Soufre Bamboreen site and trail, have been more severely impacted when compared to the other sites that has long since been open in 2021. Plus, with the consideration of workers from such sites being displaced at that time and access to such areas for restoration interventions coming at a later stage when the all clear was given for those areas, it meant that the additional time and resources were required for the rehabilitation of the red zone site.
Mr. Wilson said the work is now being focused this year on completing the rehabilitation of the sites located in the volcano red zone.
So you will find that presently now in 2022, we are now engaged in the final phase of phase two site rehabilitation work, focusing exclusively on three sites in the red zone, Darkview Falls, Oya Salt Pond Recreation Sites initially, and then ultimately we intend to move to the La Soufre Bamboreen Trailhead Facilities and Trail to complete work started in 2021. Now in 2022, as part of the institution work plan, we have embarked on this final phase two period of work that actually got started in mid-December 2021 at Darkview Falls site, one of our most highly visited sites, as we also work towards having this site ready for use for the second half of the 2021-2022 cruise visitor season that ends around April this year. We were quite fortunate at National Park to be able to receive a disaster recovery grant of just over EC 200,000 from the St. Vincent and Grenadines Conservation Fund, complemented by in-kind support from BRACSA and also National Parks Authority, that are now being used for these sites' rehabilitation. This will also see some added improvement works at Darkview Falls, and by the end of January 2022, we will also commence phase two works at Oya Salt Pond Recreation Site.
And Mr. Wilson said the rehabilitation exercise will also involve the enhancement of existing facilities at the sites.
So whilst in the first phase at these sites in 2021, we focus on clearing of on and off-site access roads and pathways, initial cleaning of site buildings, and general pruning and clearing of damaged vegetation. The second phase of works at these sites, three sites in 2022, will allow us, with the funding received, to undertake more crucially needed repairs and replacement where required to site facilities and infrastructure. We will also do some signage replacement, install additional backup on-site water storage, and even add some further qualitative and resilience building improvements to such sites. So for example, at Darkview Falls site, we are currently replacing entirely the on-site bamboo bridge with enhancements. We are also structurally modifying the man-made river pool to improve its functionality, among other on-site repairs and enhancements that will also improve visitors' safety and experience, not only at the Darkview Falls site, but at all three sites that have been worked on under this phase two rehabilitation works in 2022.
And that was the director of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Andrew Wilson. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.